Hey guys, so I'm back. Welcome back to Talk with Torch.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo. AKA Mr. Come on, man. Listen. Oh, you like that, right? I can tell you what I think.
Listen, man, if you want me to talk like this, the whole podcast, I can do it.
Oh, no, we don't want you to do that.
Them niggas is going to be dying like, uh-oh, who is this, man?
So we wanted to get straight into it because we were sitting here and we was talking and he thought I felt some type of way because we were having a conversation and I was just like, so how many females have called you daddy?
And I told her, I don't know.
And then what did I say?
And then you was talking about how many niggas called you, how many niggas you called
daddy.
Listen.
Hey, Zaddy.
Listen, I wasn't clocking or thinking about or checking or counting how many people that...
You were sick when I was like, how many niggas I done called? Zaddy.
Listen. Zaddy. Any nigga would be upset thinking about his work.
Let me tell you something. Fuck what any nigga have to think. You know why? Because I'm tired of people acting like they ain't never have no past before. Like, no, I'm being all the way serious. Like, let's really fucking talk about it tonight. Because, honestly, I cannot deal with the prim and proper bullshit that comes along within a relationship or a new relationship. Let me tell you something. Regardless if you mess with the person, you no longer with that person, or that's your day one. At the end of the day, if you called the nigga daddy, you called him daddy. You cannot renege that. You can't take that back. If a bitch was going crazy on you and you only there fucking busting her cheeks, dealing with her case, crazy. And she like, oh, daddy.
Nigga, like, I'm about to unbust these cheeks.
You can't, though. Because the minute you think about unbusting the cheeks, you're going to want to bust the cheeks.
She can't unsuck the dick.
Can't unsuck it. If it sucked, if it has been sucked, ladies and gents, you cannot unsuck the dick. Your husband, your significant other.
That's wild.
If you ever have that conversation, the nigga gonna be sick, your female gonna be sick. But at the end of the day, when he nutted in her pussy wild crazy, and when you slurped it up wild crazy, y'all both gonna be traumatized. Cause at the end of the day, it's like, damn, like, really? That's how you give it up? Yeah.
That's
wild. Yeah, no, but yeah, that's how you give it up. Cause you're giving it up to me like that right now. Yes.
That's wild.
Is that your trait? Yes. That's how you wildin'?
It's
yes.
That shit is wild to think about. It's sick.
I can't deal with the fake shit.
It ain't fake.
It's fake.
How is
it? It's fake. If you know that you fucked a bitch or you was fucking bitches or whatever situation, and I'm not even talking about you, babe, in general. I'm just speaking for real, freely. Mm-hmm. That's just like a bitch. She got a guy she fucking with. She might have a man she fucking with. She might even have a nigga that she was fucking with, but y'all ain't even have no title, but you really was fucking with this nigga for mad long and wasn't fucking with nobody else. You going crazy on him. Your husband is going to be like, oh my God, how did she learn this? Obviously, someone taught her how to suck dick, right? Obviously, you knew that there was certain pussy that you wanted to nut in, right?
Right,
so regardless if you wanted to have a child or not. Yeah. So I'm just saying, you like, yeah. Because it's just the truth. Nobody wants to talk about that. And I'm getting tight.
All right, so.
I'm getting tight. So, talk about it. Come ahead.
So you talking about a nigga thinking about that. Of course niggas is going to get sick. But so if I was supposed to talk about how I was blowing somebody back out, you would be upset about it?
But I'm already. You want me to talk about it?
Nah, we're not going to talk. We're not going to talk about it.
So you saying to me, like, how we're having this discussion right now.
Yeah.
That you would be, like, talking to me about blowing some. But I already knew that you blew people back out. Like, he dealt with the crazies. Mm-hmm. Like, there's the stories behind it. So I know I'm not the first person that you've blown their back out. And you damn sure ain't the first person that I went crazy on. Like.
But it's just the thought about it.
It's though. The thought about it, but guess what? Like, niggas is not... I was going to say something weird. Niggas is not fucking 16, 17 years old. I know that. And you just lost your virginity, and it's just, like, prime time for you, and everything is just, like, new. No, them bodies add up, okay?
They definitely do.
Ooh! No, but the thing about it is people don't want to talk about that. And that's what bothers me, because it's like at the end of the day, if you're with somebody and you guys engage in sexual activities and have done things that are beyond the basics mm-hmm. of quote unquote regular sexual intercourse, mm-hmm. you nasty motherfucker. Which means that I'm not the first person you was nasty with. And I damn sure know for a fact.
Don't rub it in.
I ain't rubbing it in, but I'm just talking. You talking about getting bitches blowing their back out and all that.
Look, look, you see. You see.
That's no, what I'm just saying.
No, I'm
just saying. No, I just feel like it's a double standard.
No, it's not.
That's where I'm going with it.
No.
You taking it as something else. I don't give a fuck who back you blown out.
No, I'm just saying, but it even like even just the thought about it, you're still gonna feel because deep inside, yes, okay, this person got bodies. Yes, this person has a past or something like that. But you still kind of just don't want to really think about your significant other.
Don't get tongue-tied now when the shit hit the fan, brother.
You don't want your significant other... You don't want to be thinking about that. You don't want to have that idea in your head, at least. You know, at least I don't want to just, like, envisioning you...
Ain't nobody saying to envision, but at the end of the day, you have to be real with yourself. Like,
yeah, I'm being real, but...
Come on with that bullshit.
Come on. We could do a poll. Mad people gonna say
this. I don't give a fuck what mad people's gonna say. I'm talking about like what we talking about right now. That's the problem. People want to be acting like they fucking holier than what is it? Holier than thou?
It's not.
Is it thou or art? I don't know.
Nobody's acting holy. It's just the thought of just the person that you love, the person that you're with, the person that you know. Doing all these things too, just the thought about them being with somebody else, you know. Yes,
okay,
of course,
so
everybody
when,
have their the, had a past.
So when you going crazy, and your wife is going crazy on you, vice versa, you think niggas is thinking about that in the midst of everything?
Hell no.
No, but that's the thing. Like, no. Like, at the end of the day, I just feel like it does not even fucking matter. Because just now, I don't even like how you try to pinpoint talking about CC. No, that was the thing. Like, you wasn't even really focused on exactly what I was talking about. It was the fact of that's how shit really go.
And I agree.
No, but you made it seem like it was something more like, oh, see, oh my God. No. You came to me as a fucking saint.
Babe, no.
And even the motherfuckers in the church that be claiming that they saints and shit like that, they be the... Let me tell you something. I had a homegirl who her grandfather, I think this nigga was like a deacon in the church. He was some bullshit in the church.
Fucking slurs.
Mind you, this bitch was freakier than me. And I'm like, ooh.
Slurs.
Talk about she want to be a porn star and all of that. So let's talk about it. I want to talk about the shit that made people feel uncomfortable because I feel like... If you with your significant other, you can't have a conversation like how we're doing right now, babe. Mm-hmm. Y'all can't be friends. Y'all can't be friends. And it's not about people so quick to be like, oh, you know, I'm in a relationship. Oh, and I'm with the love of my life. And oh, and y'all can't even be friends. It's a problem. Talk to me about all that uncomfortable, nasty shit. Because I want to hear it. Because I'm low-key a pervert.
Now, we can talk about it. We could listen, I agree with you. I definitely agree with you. We all had a past. All of that. I agree with you. It's just still, like, even though you ain't holy, even though you ain't a virgin, even though you done whatever you did, I still look at you like you my... you everything. Like, ain't nobody gonna get this. Ain't nobody got this before. Like, even though I know, it's just that's how.
What you just said?
Ain't nobody got that
before. That's some in denial bullshit.
No, it's not. Come on, I'm not saying that it never happened. I'm not saying that I know. I don't know that you got a pass. I'm not saying you don't got a pass. I'm just saying we would like to think that. Come on. Like back to different. Like, come on. Try to understand me here. Like, we would like to think, okay, our significant other.
Back to different, nigga. If I met you and you were sending me dick pics, nigga, you think I'm sitting here like, oh my God, I'm so special. He only sent me a dick pic. I'm the only one. No, nigga, you had this shit in archive. Like, fuck out of here. Like, no. Like, that's the thing that I'm talking about. Like, don't do that now because we on the podcast. You want to be I agree with you. No. Hold on. I let you speak. I let you talk your piece. But I'm going to be completely honest. 1,000% honest. At the end of the day, if you out here sending dick pics, my nigga, them pics is everywhere. They not everywhere. Everywhere. If I'm talking to you and I'm like, oh, are you into BDSM or whatever the fuck? You think you the only one I ask if they into BDSM? I don't even know if I'm so twisted. Yo, we're sick, bro. I'm so twisted right now. I don't even know what the fuck. It's BDSM, right?
Yeah.
Nah, but if you into all of that, you know, all of that aggressive, 50 Shades of Grey type of shit, you really think, like, if I asked you that, you think you the only person that I asked? I need to know who qualifies to fit the criteria.
Yeah. You want to know. My sick ass mind, you said all that BDSM, all that hitting and all that shit, and all I heard was battery in the song. I'm sorry, man. You gonna sip to that?
I'm definitely gonna sip to that because battery assault, that's wild. Imagine, nah, I'm trying to really think about some wild, crazy shit that I've heard. I've personally.
How about bit the pussy?
You see, that's why. Let me tell you something. I don't give a fuck who listening, who Haitian or Haitian American. Let me tell you something right now. I'm Caribbean, but let me tell you something. When you tell a Haitian person somebody else's business, be prepared for them to bring that shit up in any situation. That has not. Have you bit somebody pussy up? How you know if bit pussy don't listen to this?
Yo, you sorry, bit pussy. Ooh!
You're foul, like.
No.
You're foul, bro.
Well, jokes aside, like, I've heard some crazy shit. I heard some wild shit.
Oh, man. Yo, you see, you the type of nigga. Nah, babe. You the type of nigga.
Listen, whatever you're into.
This is what I'm telling you. I'm gonna tell you right now. Don't get a husband. Listen, ladies, don't fuck with no Haitian nigga.
Come on. We are the best.
Ooh.
The real best.
Kisa?
I don't care.
Ooh! If you try to blow my mind.
Listen.
Kunya,
tell her to bring that ass here, girl.
All right. See, no. He tried to... You see what I'm talking about? The manipulation.
Kunya.
Ooh, Kunya. Kunya Vini. You see what I'm talking about? Let me tell you something. When them motherfucking Haitian people be talking about voodoo.
Never.
Come on. No. All right. All jokes aside. You want to talk about church?
I'm a Christian.
You want to talk about church?
We can go Saturday.
Oh, my God. All right. Yeah. See, let me tell you something. This is why he does not have... authority to start off a podcast. This podcast by himself, or to make an episode under this, because it's gonna be
torture. But I'll make y'all bust a laugh.
Can you be quiet and get back on track?
All right.
So yeah, like, you wanna be talking about biting?
Listen, I can't think.
I can tell you what I think.
I can't think about any nigga busting your cheeks, okay? Listen.
You can't think about it, or that's something that you erased in your mind, because it's...
I don't want to think about it. It's something that, like you...
But how the fuck? No, I have not... Let me tell you something. I don't give a... Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you right now, and I've told you this, but I'm going to say it for the listeners, because I just feel like it's just something that needs to be said. At the end of the day, if I'm with a guy or my husband, whoever, my partner, my boyfriend, whoever, even if it's a girl, because I love my females, I'm going to say this. If I know that I was in something with you and you go and you fucking mislead me to think that we're in something else and you go and fuck on, all I could think about is you doing what you was doing to me to somebody else. Mm-hmm. So now my revenge is to go and do what I want to do. Because I can't really fuck with you like that. Like, if you sitting here and you like, oh, I love you. Or you sitting here and you putting it on me. Mm-hmm. And you being a grease ball. I'm going to show you what a grease ball is, because I'm a jerk.
But yeah, we ain't talking about that. We more so.
No, how you going to cut me off, though? How you going to cut me off? I don't like that shit. Because how you going to cut me off? Because I'm speaking in general, and you cut it off. I'm not talking about us. I'm just saying, like, in general. Mm-hmm. So when you was like, oh, you can't think about that, you didn't even let me get to the other point yet, because you went and cut me off. Mr. I don't care. Mr. Cunha. So what I'm trying to say is at the end of the day, if that was the case and it's just like, okay, you want some different shit, I'm on some different shit. But knowing that I'm in a stable relationship and I'm with someone, and or I'm married to someone, and I know that you did shit in your past, or you fucked this person, you fucked that person, this person called you daddy, you called this person queen, you thought this person was your BFF. I don't give a fuck about none of that, because at the end of the day, it's really not interfering with what we got going on. Definitely. But it's a difference with past relationships, why shit probably never worked out, because it's just like you putting your all into it. Now, I'm going to be honest. There's some relationships I have not put my all in.
There's some, yeah. There's some I didn't. There's some I was a dickhead.
There was some that it came off unethical for me because I'm a woman. But at the end of the day, it's just like, I'll get hit by the Mack truck then. Niggas, they wanted me to die. And I'm just like, oh, okay, I guess, well, when the time comes...
Can we talk about this? Because this popped up in my head and it was just mad funny. I was watching some video, I think, the other day, and this nigga was talking about how Shorty faked the pregnancy.
Was I watching that with you?
I don't know, but it was a video and Shorty faked the pregnancy. How do you feel about that? Like, how do you feel about women that do some shit like that?
I'm going to be completely honest with you. It's personal issues why I really am, like, totally against that shit.
I understand.
Just personal reasons, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's something to me that I feel like you don't need to fake. I feel like if God blesses you to have a child, if God blesses you to have a child, you're lucky.
Yeah.
If you feel like you have to try to trap somebody by saying that you're having a baby for them, then it's just like, girl, you need to do something with yourself, because there's people out here that, you know, had miscarriages and people who want kids. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's, I don't jack that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Sorry to take a turn there, but how about that, what you was telling me earlier with the PEMDAS?
Yeah, that's wild.
But I don't know, like, there's certain things that, the reason why I brought that up is because a lot of the times there's certain things that people do just to kind of like, you know, just to stop the relationship from ending. And they just say or do anything. And, you know, have you said anything or have you done something just to kind of keep the relationship going?
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I'm the type of female, like, if you don't want to fuck with me no more on some real shit, I'm going to say, okay, well, I still want to be with you. And if you say no, I'm going to be like, I still want to be with you. And if you say no, I'm going to go fuck someone else. And you're done. But when I'm going to give you, like, chances. So you could dead ass be, like, violating me in the midst of that. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm riding out for my man. But the minute I go hop on somebody else's dick, you're sick. Because nobody wants you after that. Like, you're done. You're finished. You're burnt toast. You're no good. That's the fucking fact. Like, if I'm done with you, I'm completely done with you. I will give you a million chances before I'm done with you. If I really love you. Or, you know, if I really love you to the point where you're someone that I'm exclusive with. Mm-hmm. What?
Nah, duh. I want to still be.
That I still want to be with you?
Yeah, like the way you said it like three times, and then he's like, I'm about to go for
no, because it's just like that I want to be with you, I want to be with you, like, I want to be with you, I want to be, like, I want to be with you, but if you telling me, I give you a million chances, and you mean to tell me, like, deadass, like, we get to the million chance, and you still telling me, like, oh, you want to do you? I'm gone. I am fucking someone else. The first person who I feel fits the criteria for me to fuck, I'm fucking. And that's going to be my boo until, you know, either I don't want to be with you or you don't want to be with me. Don't sleep on a rebound. Don't sleep on a rebound.
Sometimes the rebound is dangerous.
What's your rebound story? And I'll tell you my rebound story.
Dangerous or like...
A dangerous one. See,
I think the rebound was actually the one that I did all that, got all that crazy shit, the whole court, the whole, all that other shit. That was a rebound because I didn't really think about it. I really did not think about that like that. But she was a rebound. That's wild.
My rebound bought me a car. That I didn't want no parts of. Like, I didn't want no parts of that. And then I didn't want no parts of you, and then you want to threaten me and talk about you hope I die? That's wild. Like, I feel like that's mad mature for a person to be like, I don't want to be with you no more. That's not mature. Yes, like, mature. Straight off the back, like, I'm not leading you on. Like, I'm not saying, like, yes, I want to be with you. Stay with me. I'm telling you, like, no, I don't want to be with you.
You know, the people that lead on and then they got another intention, that shit is dangerous.
That's dangerous, but I'm going to be completely honest. I've been there before.
I've done it.
I've done that, too. But I'm saying, like...
It's dangerous.
It's dangerous. I've been there a lot. I've been there a lot. I've led a lot of people on, I'm not going to lie. And a lot of the times... It's just because I feel like in the moment it feels good. And then, like, when I go to sleep at night and then when I wake up in the morning, I'll be like, ooh, I can't fuck with this person like that. Or, you know, or, like, you know you can't really deal with the person and then, like, they only hitting you up good morning. They doing everything that they supposed to do. And then it's just, like, you can't reciprocate that because the shit low-key annoys you, like.
How about you only sending one worded text and they still not getting it? They sending you full paragraphs and shit.
The full paragraphs, let me tell you something. I'm gonna be completely honest with you. If you in a situationship with somebody and you giving them motherfucking one word text messages and you getting them paragraphs back, time to change your number. No matter what, I'm being real.
Obsession.
It's time to change your number. It's time to change, you know, little things that you do that they might know that you hip to. And it, because shit could get real spooky real quick. And I don't, it's so crazy because it's just like, you might really have a bond with that person. But it's just like, you know, the shit really ain't going nowhere. So I'd rather just have you like as a friend. And if you can't handle that, then I can actually deal with you not being in my life.
Yeah.
But obsession. When you talk about Mack trucks and killing, and it's just like, really? And if you're not a person that call the police, like, you're going to die.
What's that song with Frankie J, Obsession?
I don't know. I'm not trying to get into all of that. Leave it to you. Leave it to fucking Beaver.
Listen. Very, very dangerous.
So how did you lead somebody on and then it was just like...
So I met this girl.
Pussy was fire? Don't lie.
Not really.
Let's set an example like how we talk on the regular. Let's not...
No.
You see?
I'm not...
You know what I cannot stand? I cannot stand a nigga who keep it real, but because he want to be on a platform, he want to try to keep it proper. Was the pussy fire? Yes, yay or nay?
It wasn't fire. It was okay. But I didn't have any other pussy that I was fucking with. So I was letting her on until I found another one.
And the other pussy that you found was better?
Way better.
It was fire?
It was fire.
You cuffed it?
Yeah, but this one was still kind of...
That's...
kind of like...
That's rough. That's rough. Like... You dealt with the okay pussy, and then when you found the fire pussy, you like, that's rough. That's rough.
And then you gotta kind of like, what did I do wrong? What is it? What happened? Like,
what did you say? Like, your pussy wasn't fire?
No. You can't say that.
I don't know.
Listen, I'm not.
Told somebody like, oh, you're like your shit is whack.
I've never told, even though they shit was whack, I would never say that. I don't know. I just have respect, even though they
you
don't
just
got
have
respect.
Decency.
I got decent, even though they had no respect to bring that to me. But it just,
that's wild.
I just had some respect, you know, and I couldn't say, yo, your pussy was okay. Just I made up some bullshit like. It's like I didn't use the it's not me. I mean, it's not you, it's me. I never used that shit before because that shit is the dumbest line to me.
That is not the dumbest line. Let me explain something to you and I'm going to let you continue, babe. The it's not you, it's me. That's a fact. Okay, if I'm with you and we done watched movies together, we done hung out, we done went out to dinner, we done shopped together, and you've done showed me that you are the best that you can be, and I hit you with the it's not you, it's me. Trust and believe it's really me. Because that means I'm really not interested. I'm really not trying to get involved. I'm really not trying to build anything with you. I'm really not doing this. That is not bullshit. That is the truth. Because it's just like a person could really be like, I'm all in. And you be like, oh, you all in. But it's just like... You telling me you all in, I'm about to turn the lights off. This is over.
No, but the crazy thing is, it's like, it's not bullshit. I understand it's not bullshit, but it's just like, I don't get any fair explanation.
Let me ask you this, and then I'm gonna be done with my part. And I want your full honesty. Excuse me. Yeah, it's time for me to wrap this up. Okay. You're dealing with someone. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to deal with them no more. And then they get no explanation. Is that fucked up?
I feel like it's fucked
up. And then your number might change. You might just go ghost.
I've done that, but I felt fucked up when I did
that. I love that.
I felt fucked up when I did that. And you want to know what's crazy? Like, when I first started driving, that shit happened to me. Like, I did that. I didn't change my number, but, you know, he was on the block. Like, acted like I had a whole new number and all of that. like when you messaged me on I think if it was Instagram or something, I was just like, yo, yeah, my number changed.
Ooh, no, I feel like if I end up dubbing you, I feel like that's the best thing for you. I'm glad because I'm basically letting you move on without having to deal with a toxic person, because it takes two toxic people to build harmony.
But wait, this shit gets crazier. Because I met Shorty's father. And while I was at Walmart, I'm driving to Walmart. I stop at Walmart. And somebody honked behind me. And it's this nigga. And I kind of ghosted Shorty for like months. And he's just like, hey, how you doing? And I'm just like, I'm good. Just like, just trying to hold in there.
He pressed you?
Nah, he impressed me. I just had,
you
like,
thought you was prepared though.
Yeah, I was prepared, but I was just like, man, I gotta go get some things. But it was great seeing you.
Don't press me, cause I'm gonna be like, what you talking about? But on that note, this was Talk with Torch. Later, y'all.